Hello, I'm your host Christine, and welcome to 우명 Cast, where you can listen to great teacher 우명's words of wisdom. Today's story is called Loneliness is an Expression of Inferiority. In today's modern society, many people feel lonely. Although they are with their family, they feel lonely. Although they live in a fabulous city such as Manhattan, they are lonely. On Friday or Saturday nights, people abound in and around clubs. Because people are lonely, they go to crowded places to forget their loneliness. Others become addicted to shopping to forget their loneliness. Although they do not need it, they become obsessed with and spend a lot of money on new clothes, bags, or shoes. If you feel that you are one of them, please read this carefully. So many people live in this world, but people still feel lonely. At work or in public places, people do not show how they really feel to each other, only expressing their superficial feelings. So people mistakenly think that they are the only one who feels lonely. However, when people return home, they feel lonely because of a void in the back of their mind. They just do not talk about it or express it. Of course, the degree of loneliness they feel is different from one another. Mathematical problems always have the exact answers, but there is no answer for the human mind. Even though we feel lonely, we, most of the time, do not know why we feel lonely. Some say they are lonely because they do not have a boy or girlfriend, and some say they are lonely because they stay alone away from their family. However, most of the time, the cause of loneliness is not just one, but complex factors combined together. The very root cause of loneliness is, in one phrase, the sense of inferiority. Even a president of a country or a rich man who has everything also has their own sense of inferiority. No one lives without the sense of inferiority. Even little kids have it. They envy friends who seem to be superior to them. The sense of inferiority is the mind originating from the thought that they are lacking something. It could either be their appearance or talent. No matter what it is, they compare themselves with others and feel like they are lacking something. So it usually goes along with jealousy. No matter what they do, they might have instant satisfaction, but humans soon feel lacking again. That's why they keep trying to fill their void. Just as they fill their tummy with food, when they are hungry, humans try to satisfy the hunger of the mind with money, love, and fame. They become hungry again as time goes by. Then they need to consume again, but this time they expect to eat more, so if their requirements for more money, love, and fame aren't fulfilled, they continue to feel lonely and empty. It is said that humans' desires is endless, isn't it? There is no end and it cannot be satisfied. Although it can be satisfied only temporarily, it will soon grow to a bigger desire. Therefore, we need to find the solution from somewhere else. There is no end to adding. If you can become happy by saving a lot of money, look at the life of rich men. So many rich people have suffered from loneliness. There is no true happiness in the life of addition. The way to eliminate the root of the sense of inferiority that is the root cause of loneliness and lacking. There is no end to addition. However, if they take away the sense of inferiority and find the real mind, they can be satisfied all the time as there is no inferiority. They can live the life in which they feel grateful for the environment they are living in now. To conclude, let me introduce the writing of teacher 우명, a real teacher of this generation who has been devoting his entire life so that everyone in the world could be enlightened to the truth and live happily forever since he became the truth. Man has a mind of hunger which he tries to appease by devouring whatever he can. Man has illusions in his mind. These illusions are the mind of hunger, so he is always hungering for something. The mind of hunger is a false mind that has taken pictures. Man steals everything in the world and keeps it all in his mind. And because this mind is one that lives having turned away from truth, he is a sinner and bound to his karma. A characteristic of the human mind is to eat whatever it can, to have as much as it can, because only then can it boast of its own greatness and show off its false self. Man, for whom this characteristic has become a habit, keeps eating everything. But this only results in burden and suffering, and he ends up dying inside this tomb. The human mind was created to only resemble the universe that is God. Therefore, it devours everything in the universe, but what it devours is false and not true. Falseness is that which does not exist. It is one's own delusion and thinking. The word hunger usually describes hunger for food. However, the true hunger is the hunger of the mind, when our mind is filled with the void from the falseness. Therefore, man is always hungry. Until now, man did not have righteousness, and there was no method to stop the habitual consumption of everything by the human mind. This is why we have been living in a world of countless wars, where people have lived only for their own survival. A world without love, where everything was clearly divided into what is yours and what is mine. It has been this way because man has guarded and tightly held on to his own mind world, and adhered to his own preconceptions and habits, unaware that this is what he was doing. Man acts and speaks according to what he has devoured and stored in his mind. One who has a righteous mind will live righteously in the kingdom of righteousness. Eliminating all minds that have been devoured is righteousness. Only then will one come to truth and live righteously. We hope you enjoy today's poem by great teacher 우명. Thank you for listening, and please join us next time on 우명 Cast, where the more you listen to great teacher 우명's writings, the more you gain wisdom. This 우명 Cast is sponsored by Mom USA. If you would like to learn more about great teacher 우명, please visit 우명.org.